All right, and we are back for another Swapcast. Thank you so much, everyone, who hit up the donation button so that we could get a new soundboard and actually get back to recording. So we have a bunch of episodes coming out all at once. We hope you enjoy them. I say enjoy somewhat sarcastically because we're about to cover an age verification bill, and if you know anything about those, you will probably not enjoy this story.
All at once. These are coming out staggered. I published them. They will not be coming out all at once.
I'm recording them all at once. And that's like the same thing for me.
Staggered.
But yeah, this is coming off of XBiz. Props to Gustavo Turner. So he is talking about the Idaho legislature passing a Republican age verification bill with full Democratic support. In Boise, Idaho, the Idaho legislature has passed the state's version of an age verification bill being sponsored, this state's version of an age verification bill being sponsored around the country by anti-porn religious conservative activists. HB 498 originated in the state house as a partisan Republican initiative, but passed the House and Senate without any opposition from Democratic lawmakers. Democratic Senator James Ruchti, I don't know if I said that right, R-U-C-H-T-I, supported the Republican bill, saying, quote, "It's well written, it's got detail. The sponsors who seem to have thought of all the contingencies, it's going to be used against a corporation that has disseminated this material." Let me read that quote again. "It's well written, it's got detail. The sponsors seem to have thought of all the contingencies, it's going to be used against a corporation that has disseminated this material." How many red flags does that little quote give off for y'all? I have at least two. First of all, they thought of all the contingencies. I assure you that they have not, which we're going to get into in just a second. The more important, the bigger one in this moment, it's to be used against a corporation. This is an age verification bill to prevent children from minors from accessing sexual or pornographic content online. A corporation? Do they mean Pornhub? I'm pretty sure they mean Pornhub. But Pornhub is not the only place in which one can access sexually explicit content. Now, if they haven't really considered that and they only think this is about a corporation, then have they thought of all the contingencies, really? Have they? Okay.
They thought about the one Layla Micklewaite's thinking about.
Exactly. So I'm a little bit concerned. Ruchti did not mention which corporation the law was designed to target, but around the country, Republicans have broadly admitted during their debates and press statements that the goal of the current age verification campaign is to specifically target Pornhub. The bill requires age verification for websites if the material that Idaho deems harmful to minors, including all adult content, constitutes at least one-third of a website's content. If signed into law by Republican Governor Brad Little, as is expected, HB 498 will take effect July 1st. A quote from the state's Senate sponsor, Ben Toes, "Our kids are continuously exposed to pornography, and our current laws don't effectively protect them. What you have before you is an effective solution. It uses third-party age verification as a way to block that content from children." The bill would, quote, "create a private cause of action allowing minors and parents to sue in civil court for statutory damages of at least $10,000 and injunctive relief to stop the website from allowing minors to access harmful content." Notice how they keep referring to a corporation, the website. This is not just about Pornhub.
The way they're saying it almost sounds like it's like a 1980s dystopian future movie where it's like we're taking on the corporation.
Right, the corporation. We're fighting the man. And I just want to, I have the bill pulled up here. I just want to read a little bit from it. So the definition of commercial entity means a corporation, a limited liability company, a partnership, a limited partnership, a sole proprietorship, or any other legally recognized business entity. That goes far beyond a corporation, I would say. Would you not agree? All right. Also, harmful to minors means material that the average person applying contemporary community standards would find, taking the material as a whole and with respect to minors, is designed to appeal to, or is it designated to pander to, material that is devoted or principally consists of descriptions of actual, simulated, or animated displays or depictions of any of the following. Are you ready? Pubic hair, anus, vulva, genitals.
Oh, my bad. Fine.
Nipple of a female breast, female presenting nipples. Touching, caressing, or fondling of nipples, breasts, buttocks, anus, genitals, or sexual intercourse, masturbation, sodomy, bestiality, oral sex, flagellation, exhibitions? All right, fine. Or any other sexual act.
Flagellate, can I just report fight videos as sexual content then?
I mean, maybe. I mean, because so this is the...
Okay, so the...
Yes.
When in, what was it, 2016? When Richard Spencer visited D.C., that was actually just flagellation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just flagellation. So, obviously, it includes a whole host of things, and most of them are admittedly sexual in nature, except when you say things like touching a nipple. So does that mean like educational videos about how to breastfeed a baby are now going to be banned as pornographic? Because that does involve touching a nipple. We have questions. Does this mean that videos about, you know, sexual health, right? Seeing, I don't know how, if y'all did, but we saw a video of someone giving birth.
Yeah.
That's, you're seeing genitals.
Yeah.
Is that now pornographic? You know? What exactly constitutes as pornographic? And that, I think, is the big thing, because they always use this term of harmful to minors. But what is harmful to minors is going to be drastically different depending on sort of where your moral compass is, where your political ideology is, right? Because for me, I don't think that watching a video, an education instructional video about how to breastfeed is pornographic. But there are people that do, because there are people who argue if you're breastfeeding, you shouldn't be allowed to do it in public. You should have to go into like a nasty ass bathroom with your baby and feed your baby in a toilet stall because it's pornographic to show that. There are those people. So what do we mean when we say pornographic? And one of the things that, you know, was mentioned with, I said, Gustavo Turner is the one who, wrote this article for XBiz, but he also noted, and I think it's very important, that this is not going to stop with Pornhub, nor is it going to stop with pornography. It's going to stop with any depiction of sexual activity. And noted that, for example, where did I have this link? This is on NY Post. Netflix subscribers are, quote, sickened by a super sex series, right? So it's on Netflix, which means it's not clearly just straight up pornography, but because it depicts sex acts, they want it removed from Netflix. So now, when these bills are being passed, yeah, I know they mean Pornhub, even though a lot of them won't admit they mean Pornhub. But now what happens when you take it to the next logical step? Are we going to start suing like Netflix and Hulu if they have videos or movies that have some sort of sexual depiction? Are we going to sue YouTube for putting up music videos where an artist is depicting some sort of sex act? Right? Like, I don't know. Are we going to start suing like Megan Thee Stallion because she twerks in her YouTube videos? I like, where does it stop and where does it start?
There's no Michael Jackson video that makes the cut.
No.
They're
like,
all gone.
Yeah, you got to ban all the Michael Prince. Jackson videos. Yeah, and so about this, it's a mini-series called Super Sex that has been slammed on social media for being extra explicit, with prudish pundits promising to cancel their subscriptions. Whoever wrote this was having fun. Who the fuck?
Prudish pundits promising to find them.
Okay, Samantha Ibrahim, I see you.
Samantha, thrusting your fist against the post, I see. What do you still insist?
Yes, prudish pundits promising to cancel their subscriptions. The steamy show is loosely based on the life of Rocco Siffredi, a porn star known as the Italian Stallion. But subscribers were less than impressed when Netflix posted an excerpt of the offering on its U.S. Instagram account. So, yeah.
These folks hate free speech.
They do hate free speech.
They can't stand it.
But also, Instagram has a lot of those type of rules in place already about direct pornography. So if it was allowed to be on Instagram, it probably wasn't that sexual. I don't know now because they forced them to take it down, so I haven't been able to see the clip. But, you know, so but now, like, under this law, can they sue Instagram now because Instagram posted this? Can they, like, again, where does it stop? Where does it start? And that is, like, a big problem that is very frustrating with these. And contrary to who was this lawmaker, James Ruchti said, it's a well-written bill. The sponsors have thought of all the contingencies. Have they? Have they? Like,
of course not.
The goal of these people is to live in an utterly sexless world, and I don't think folks realize that. And I also think folks don't realize, you know, like, how far they're willing to go in terms of what is deemed sexual. Because essentially, and I think that this is a big part of the conversation that's really not addressed or taken very seriously, anything, excuse me for being explicit, but anything that makes a conservative white man's dick get hard is pornographic.
Yeah.
And that could be anything.
Yeah.
Like, anything, right? So it's not just, like, actual pornography, right? You know, actual adults having intercourse or, you know, engaging in sex acts. It could also, again, be twerking, seeing women in bikinis or in miniskirts, right? It could be women not wearing bras, right? So can we no longer have a, so if now when we're going to film a movie and it has a female lead, does she have to wear a bra when she's sleeping? Like, she can't just wear, like, a tank top and be braless? Is that because you might see her nipples? We can't have female presenting nipples. Like, you know.
Yeah, gotta use that Sesta Fosta language.
Yes, female presenting nipples. You know, and it's really very frustrating, and people aren't really talking about it. They aren't addressing it. And because everyone is so focused right now on, well, I don't like OnlyFans, or I don't like sex work, or I don't like porn, so it's fine. It's really not fine, because porn is only the beginning, right? Sex work is only the beginning. Because these people, these are the same people, in terms of their, like, religious conservatism, they have openly called for repealing gay marriage, because that is a sin. Obviously, abortion bans. Monitoring women just in case they might be pregnant and need to be locked up for their own good, right? We've had cases of that, particularly in the South, I do believe Alabama, where someone accused a woman of being pregnant and smoking weed, so that she was locked up for the safety of the fetus, right? We're seeing this with the IVF bills, right? That the embryos are now seen have more rights actually than their mothers do, which is a fascinating turn of events, right? We're also seeing the effort to ban birth control. All of these things are related with each other. Making it illegal to transition, making it illegal to be trans, making it illegal to legally change your name if you are transgender, all of that is tied into this. And I think folks are so focused on, I don't like porn, or I don't like sex work, or, you know, sex workers are bad people, that they're not seeing, like, how all these dots are coming together. And now it's getting to a point where people might be suing Netflix because someone was wearing lingerie in a show, or someone made a sex joke, or someone simulated a sex act. And I'm very, very concerned about the amount of censorship that people are willing to promote or tolerate just because they don't like sex workers.
You know, with spring and summer coming up, gotta wonder, like, because, like, Florida is pretty much a red state now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, how many of those men that will support this legislation are very enthusiastic about which politicians would be most likely to champion the legislation, not those that'll just vote on it because whatever, they don't care, they don't even research it, but the ones that really dig it in Florida.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go into spring and summer.
Yeah.
And the colleges, they raise money how they raise money.
Yeah.
Car wash. But someone sits up in a lifeguard chair facing the road wearing a bikini to draw people to the car wash. How many of those cats visit that car wash for that reason?
Right.
But then want this bill passed?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, like, they're going to be like, finally, got rid of all those OnlyFans. Hey, where's the car wash girls?
Right.
Where's the car wash girls? And also, what happens to Hooters?
Yeah, Hooters would have to go. Spring break would essentially be banned because it's just a bunch of, like, college kids dancing in their swim gear.
Ah.
Yeah.
We finally get rid of the white man's freaknik.
It's the white man's freaknik. Oh, my God. But, you know, all those things. And, of course, you know, strip clubs would then be banned, obviously. Essentially everything would have to be G-rated on any streaming service, any streaming platform. They would have to go and take out a bunch of old shows that are now defunct, right?
And then they finally get what they want. They get to immediately and in a large scale force a whole bunch of women into street-based sex work.
Yep, and then they can go to prison or the new work camps that they're building.
Yep.
Yeah,
and that's what they want. They don't want to see you strip and have to tip you and have to worry about a bouncer.
Mm-hmm.
They want, well, unfettered access, would you say?
Yes, I would say unfettered access is the term. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, it's not even going to stop there. You know, on our other podcast, we covered a lawmaker that was trying to ban yoga pants because those were sexual. Right. We covered a case where I believe it was a dentist fired his dental hygienist because she was too pretty. She had shown no interest in him, like that she wanted to have sex with him. Flirting was not inappropriate, but because he felt it was too much of a risk for her to be in the workplace with him, because apparently he couldn't control himself despite her not wanting him, she got fired.
Yeah.
This is where we're at. And it's like, honestly, a lot of it right now is reminding me of the pictures of, you know, Middle Eastern countries where they'll be like, this is what it looked like in 1960. And it's just like a bunch of women just like hanging out. And now like everyone's in, you know, full like burqa, niqab, you know, and, you know, covered head to toe. But that's kind of where we're headed. And it's wild to me because when I was a child, I was always told that, like, you know, you can't go to the Middle East or don't, you know, date a Middle Eastern man because they're so misogynistic and so controlling of their women. And now I'm just looking around the United States like, huh, trying to repeal no-fault divorce. I think it was Missouri just passed a law saying that they will not approve divorce filings if the wife is pregnant. So even if you're like in a domestic abuse situation, you're not allowed to get divorced if you're pregnant. The abortion bans, this is a very dangerous place, and I feel like no one's really paying attention because it's more important to hate porn. Everyone's like, oh, you're porn-brained. No. If y'all want to see what the fuck you think porn-brained is, let these laws go through and let porn be banned and see how bad the misogyny gets, and then tell me again how porn is what caused this.
And you might want to, like, if you have coworkers that you know are, That you know don't really hold any real hardcore ideological lines, talk to them about this stuff,
yes.
Please. Yes. Especially if you know they're kind of cool. Like somebody you're cool with, you know? Talk to them. And I'm won't be saying any names or place of work, but like I work in between a person that's approaching their 50s and believes every single thing that 4chan gets spammed into the rest of the internet.
Ooh.
And then I work with someone that's in their early 20s, where that person that's almost 50 is constantly trying to poison that person's brain with that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to that person in their 20s, show them like where that stuff is coming from that the older person keeps talking about, and debunk it immediately. I constantly do that. Every week, mm-hmm. All week.
Yeah. And I think also, like, you know, it's definitely important to talk to people. And another thing, when you're talking about these age verification bills, is you don't have to lean on it being about sex work. It's actually about government surveillance. You know, honestly, like, that is the root of it. And they're just using pornography as a moral panic to get there. Generally, like, if you pay attention to politics, the older you get, the more you will find that anytime the government wants to sort of censor your rights or infringe on your civil liberties, they tend to rely on a handful of things. It's either it causes crime, usually related to drugs.
Yeah.
It's dangerous to women in the terms of sex work and pornography. It's dangerous to children and minors.
Because gay.
Or it's a threat to national security.
Ooh, that's important.
That's like,
don't you want to be secure within your nation?
Which, again, like, if you see what they're saying about TikTok, that's the national security. These age verification bans, that's about pornography and minors. And then, of course, if you've been paying attention, there's a lot of, I just lost it. Drug manufacturers are creating intentional shortages of drugs because of the opioid epidemic.
Okay,
drugs.
But also you got to think about, see, Phoenix Kalita's not really not very patriotic here.
Okay.
Not really thinking about like what is good for a nation, right? Growth, mm-hmm. right? We all mm-hmm. want growth. We want to grow as a person.
Right.
Right? Right. Grow intellectually, grow uh-huh. with curiosity, grow uh-huh. with your hobbies.
Uh-huh.
Friend groups, you want to grow and expand.
Uh-huh.
Right? Some people want to travel. That's like growth and experience.
Yeah.
You know? But Phoenix Cleveland doesn't understand that as a nation, you want to grow your GDP. This is very important.
It's very important.
And like, so how do you do that, right? So this, like, as Phoenix Kalita, like, so smugly noted here, was like, oh, it's going to force so many people out of jobs like stripper and OnlyFans and things mm-hmm. like that. And it's like, okay, but also look at all these cats over here that you might call incels.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Now you have dating market, two groups, equally marginalized coming together, and now they're motivated, now they're getting jobs, they're having kids, they're spending money,
uh-huh.
they're buying homes,
mm-hmm.
which is definitely what Gen Z is going to be doing.
Yeah,
they're buying
yeah, they're
homes,
buying homes.
Right, paying property tax, which gives better funding to the school, which I thought Phoenix Kalita cared about. I'm a fool. Rhymes with school.
I mean, and maybe if the school resource officers.
Okay, apparently Phoenix Kalita also doesn't trust our boys in blue.
Do not. No, I don't.
Right, but that's all sarcasm. This is bad. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just it bad
really is,
legislation.
Yeah.
And I think I'll probably dig into it myself a bit more now. I want to see more in and I'll actually bring more. I won't even put it on my own program. I'll bring it to Swapcast. I'm gonna nerd out on this.
Yeah.
Phoenix Kalita did do a good job. It's a good episode, but more.
Yeah, definitely more.
I think I have about an hour in me.
Yeah, and also definitely got to talk more about like the VPN issues too, right? Because in order to bypass this, because it's ridiculous. Well, okay, so first of all, let me like back this up. As just a real quick primer, in case you aren't super familiar with these age verification laws, one of the big things that there's, like, you have to upload your ID. So it has to be, like, a state ID or a driver's license,
yeah.
something that has, like, your face, your name, your address. So first of all, it's a privacy concern because who is keeping this data? Where are they keeping this data? And what happens if that shit gets hacked?
Well, yeah, keep them fine. Like,
that's very bad.
People that were at the forefront of 4chan are in their 40s and they are in jobs where they will access things like that.
Yeah, so first of all, like, it's a security issue. Like, what if it gets hacked? Like, they haven't really addressed that yet. Second of all, a big part of it is because these are legal documents, these are tied to who you are as a person. So now what happens if, hypothetically, you do upload your ID because you're, you know, whatever, you're 30 years old, you want to watch some porn. You should be allowed to do that, right? So you upload your ID, the government has it, this third party who's hosting it has it. Hypothetically now, what happens if you go to, like, a private lender because you want to buy a house and get a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
What if they happen to be, whoever is checking out your mortgage applications happens to be kind of religious, and they can access your name as someone who watches porn, and they don't like that?
Not at this HOA.
Not at this HOA. And you don't get the mortgage. You don't get the rental. What happens if, hypothetically, right, you're getting divorced, it happens sometimes, you have kids, you're in a custody battle, and now it comes out that not only do you watch porn, but specifically what type of porn you watch. Will that affect your ability to get custody or visitation of your kids?
You're watching woke porn.
What happens if you're accused of a crime and you get convicted? And the judge who, let's say you have a conservative religious judge. Let's say, you know, someone like a Louis Gohmert was your judge. And your judge now knows that you watch porn and knows what kind of porn you watch. Do you think that that will give you a shorter sentence or a longer sentence?
They got to give you maximum justice.
What happens if you're trying to do something like run for office? And now someone can dox you and leak all the porn that you watch.
Yeah.
And again, keep in mind, this isn't just porn. This is adult content. Y'all, you see what I'm saying? Like, yes, it's very much about sex work, and it's very much about pornography, because those are, like the targets that they're aiming at to justify these bills, but really think about the long-term repercussions of that. If anytime you access adult content, the government knows who you are and what you're looking at and has your ID uploaded in a place that it can be stolen and dispersed and used to blackmail you, humiliate you, ruin your life, impede your life in some way. And on top of that, people are obviously trying to get around it by using VPNs. They're trying to ban VPNs. Like, there's been a lot of rumors in the rumor mill that the federal government and state governments are going to try to pass bills to make it illegal to own a VPN so that you can look at things more privately. A lot of civil rights are going down the drain. And people are using, the government is using the hatred of sex workers to get there. And it's very unfortunate. And yeah, we really should be talking about it more.
Yeah. Yeah, they really, like, they're on a rise, a kind of a road to fascism being ridden on fucking sex workers and transgender folks.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Ill.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
Please get informed.
Please.
As much as you can.
It makes
you kind of like emotionally, it makes you want to broadcast more. Like, we got to crank out more material and tell people more stuff.
Yeah. No, we really do, though. And I think that it would be a good thing if we did. Yeah, and we got to get some folks on to talk about this as well. Although related to this, if you do go to action.aclu.org, one of the things that they're doing to try to impede some of this is to get people to sign on to a petition to MasterCard to stop discriminating against sex workers. That is also tied to this, too. Yeah, payment processors are refusing to give sex workers their money. And, of course, putting someone in further financial desperation does not save them from exploitation. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. We're going to keep covering it. We're on it. We're on it.
All right. And signing off. SwapUSA.org/donate. Or another way, if you want to just make it monthly and recurring, that would be Patreon.com/SwapUSA.